Title: Who's Watching? Hidden Dangers to Trade Secrets from Video Conferencing. Content: Reprinted with permission from the May 21, 2020 issue of The Recorder. 2020 ALM Media Properties, LLC. Further duplication without permission is prohibited. All rights reserved. Video conferencing has been available for years, but given its new popularity in these COVID-19 times, 1. It behooves businesses to take care to protect their trade secrets during video conferencing. Here, we address some potential risks to trade secrets from video conferencing, including hidden ones, and offer some potential measures to limit them. Fundamental concern: access by unauthorized persons to trade secrets disclosed during video conferences. There have been recent reports of unauthorized access to video conferences. See thousands of Zoom video calls left exposed on open web, The Washington Post, April 3, 2020. Thus, where trade secrets are going to be disclosed during a video conference, businesses should confirm that the video conference is secure. See new Zoom user blow. This is how thousands of video chats are available for anyone to view online, Forbes, April 4, 2020. If you are using a video conferencing platform for anything sensitive, security should be your first thought. Businesses should admonish their employees to use the video conference application S security features, G, password protect the video conference, lock the meeting, do not share publicly the meeting ID and or password. Kick out participants that are not invited to the video conference which they are hosting. If they are not hosting the video conference, contact the host to request that the unauthorized participant be kicked out. Understand how the private breakout session feature works before sharing information there. Otherwise, other participants to the main video conference may inadvertently be given unintended access to the private room and, thus, confidential information. Know with whom they are chatting when they use the written chat feature. Otherwise, they may find what they thought was a private chat with certain participants was, instead, a chat with all participants, and they mistakenly disclosed confidential information to unintended recipients. Be aware that the recording feature on some video conference applications records the entire session, including private chats. 2. Master the share screen function so that they do not mistakenly share a screen with confidential information on it. Close everything on their computers that they will not be sharing during the video conference. G. It is much safer to share only the PowerPoint application rather than the entire desktop. Leaving even the email application open is not a good idea. The email preview message feature may inadvertently share confidential information during a shared screen session. Do not just minimize the email application, close it completely. Be mindful not to inadvertently circumvent secured access to video conferences, G, by having video conferences in the presence of others when working from home or traveling. 3. Turn off home assistant devices, such as Google Home and Alexa, during any video conference during which confidential information may be discussed, since such devices are constantly listening to what is said in their environment. Understand the definition of end-to-end encryption as it is provided by the video conference provider. Although participants that use the native application may have the benefit of encryption, participants that use out-of-scope systems may not, g. cellular connections, landlines, and legacy video teleconferencing systems. Businesses should also provide tip sheets to their employees with best practices from a security standpoint. In addition, businesses should consider establishing mandates to avoid having to rely on the cooperation of the employees who participate in video conferences, e.g., set up the video conference settings so that use of passwords is required. IT security or information technology departments should review back-end settings and enforce secure configurations. Businesses should also be mindful to implement software updates for the video conferencing applications that they are using, since security improvements may be folded into updates. Other concerns that may not be obvious: the record feature. Many video conference applications enable the host to record the video conference.